Now, BBC Learning English.
The sound of gushing water, but where am I? This is BBC Learning English with another edition of that programme where we visit the sights and taste the delights of London. This is On the Town.
在我们今天的节目当中呢 ，John 现在是正在伦敦市中心的萨默塞特宫，和我们一起为大家报道今天的热门话题 ——Somerset House。John is at Somerset House at this very moment. John, what's going on over there?
Well, Jean, I'm sitting here in the sun enjoying the fountains at Somerset House.
The fountains, 喷泉, sounds fun, but what exactly is Somerset House?
Okay, well, I'll keep the history brief. The building started out as a great Tudor palace. That was in the 1500s.The house was actually built in 1547 for a great member of the aristocracy. And by the 18th century, the house was rebuilt for the home of some of Britain's most influential and important societies. The Royal Academy of Arts, the Royal Society, and the Society of Antiquaries. It was also the home of the British Navy.Today, it houses, amongst other things, an amazing art gallery.
Okay, so the house started out as a great Tudor palace. 当我们说什么东西 started out, 意思就是某个东西的起源出处是什么。所以萨默塞特宫呢，原来是一座巨大的都铎王朝的宫殿。不过那是早在15世纪了。到了18世纪呢，这里就已经成为一些英国当时最重要的团体组织的总部，像英国皇家美术学院 The Royal Academy of Arts， 英国皇家学会 The Royal Society， 还有英国文物学会。这里呢还是英国海军的摇篮 The home to the British Navy。So, what is Somerset House used for today, John?
Well, today it's the home of a wonderful art gallery. It's called the Courtauld Institute, as well as the Gilbert Collection and the Hermitage. Great places to see if you're coming to London.
Okay, John. At the beginning of the program, you mentioned the fountains that you can see at Somerset House.Can you tell us a bit more about them?
Sure, yes, the fountains have only been here a few years, and what's special about them is that they simply come out of the ground in the middle of a very large courtyard. It's quite spectacular. Now, if you're standing in the courtyard, you could be caught unawares, and a fountain could spring up around you or even underneath you if you're not careful.So I'm sitting here now and all of the fountains are fairly small. They start to rise a bit higher in a couple of minutes and there are some children playing near them, if you can hear that. And if they're not careful, they'll be blasted by one of the jets of water because that's what these fountains really are. And I think one of the children are actually heading straight for one of the fountains right now.
So, John, there's nothing stopping anybody from jumping on any of the fountains.
Yes, that's right, and there's lots of young people dashing in and out of the fountains when it's a hot day like today. Quite a good way to cool off if you're feeling really hot.
Amazing. Well, you're listening to BBC Learning English. Time now to update you on what we've been talking about so far. We've been hearing about fountains.喷泉 ，a Tudor palace， 一座都铎宫殿。我们刚才还听 John 呢说，这里的喷泉是从地上直接冒出来的 ，they simply come out of the ground。他还说呢，你要是没注意啊，就会被喷中了 ，caught unawares。尤其如果你是站在院子当中的话 ，John 还说呢，这座整座的喷泉就是一簌一簌的水流 ，jets of water。他还看见呀、啊，在站在一个喷泉旁边的孩子已经全身都湿透了。Okay, well, let's go back outside and see how John is getting on with the fountains at Somerset House. John, have you been caught unawares yet?
Well, Jean, I haven't actually. I'm one of the lucky ones, but yes, it is easy to be caught unawares by one of these fountains. Jean.
Well, that's all we've got time for today. From me, Jean, it's goodbye.
And from me, John, at Somerset House. Bye-bye for now.
BBC Learning English. Join us again next time.